Hey everyone, for those who follow me regularly, I am still in California as I'm recording this. And it's our afternoon, the one afternoon we have here to go to the beach visiting family. Haven't been able to see them since before COVID. And originally I'm actually from California. Many of you don't know that, but so that's where I am. And just having a great time seeing family. Had a great time on our vacation. So, I mean, we've just got it, the visiting family and the vacation out of the way. And first time since after COVID. So it's been nice to get out and looking forward to hitting the ground running when I get back to a more controlled environment next, actually the end of this week. And so you'll get some better quality podcasts, I think, once that happens, as far as the audio quality, and I'll have some slideshows and the content will be a little different. But for now, I wanted to just share a few thoughts with you that I've had about, it was sparked from a tweet that I saw. Ren Collective, the band, some of you know who that is, some of you don't. It's a Christian band that they play a lot of, it was kind of like folk-ish, it's like folk rock kind, I don't know how you'd categorize it. Folk rock, I guess, is the best I can come up with. Music, that was their musical style. I actually saw them in concert once years ago, back when they had an album called the Campfire Album. And I liked a lot of the songs on the album. I really liked Ren Collective, I remember at that time. And they had a song called Build Your Kingdom Here. And I remember thinking, like, this is a great song. Like, I just, it had a great beat. And I just thought the message was great. And I'm realizing now, I think that what they thought of by building God's kingdom here was different than what I thought of by Build Your Kingdom Here. I think they were on the social justice train more. And this was kind of pre-social justice being big in evangelicalism. I was thinking more like people are going to get saved and, you know, the society is going to change. You know, strip clubs are going to shut down and bars aren't going to, you know, not going to be as many bars and these kinds of things because people are going to be saved. And it's, you know, that's the kingdom of God is, you know, the church expands and it's, you know, build your kingdom here. More people coming to know the Lord. And, I think they were saying a little bit more than that. I think they weren't actually saying the same thing. I'm pretty sure now. But anyway, one of the things that I saw them post on social media the other day was grated me. So I'm going to share it with you. You're getting my little rant about it. They said, "We are a worship band for Christians who don't go to church. We are a worship band for Christians who don't go to church." Now, Ren Collective, you know, again, I said years ago, I liked their album. I didn't know much about them other than I liked their music. I know the Gettys have performed with them. I'm guessing they must have been more solid at one time. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where they're at. Maybe someone else knows. But that statement is very troublesome to me. Why would you want, like, they're saying, like, this is a good thing. They, you know, they want to be the worship band for Christians who don't go to church. And I'd like to suggest, number one, can there be Christians who for a time aren't going to church? Okay, I'll admit that there can be someone who is saved, who is a Christian, but being a Christian means following Christ. That's what it means. It's a little Christ. And going to church, being part of a body, using your gifts to edify the body is part of following Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts. We're supposed to place ourselves under the authority of elders. And in the accountability of the body, we're not supposed to forsake the assembling of the saints. There's no Lone Ranger Christians out there. If you're a Christian, you should be going to church. It's just a given. It really doesn't make any sense to say that. We're a band for all the vegetarians who eat meat. It's like, well, could there be some vegetarians who for a time eat some meat and then go back to their veggie? I mean, I guess, but it's just weird, right? So anyway, this is Ren Collective experiment and what they think of their fan base and who they're trying to cater to, apparently. And they think this is a good thing. And what I've realized is there is something bigger going on here. This is just a symptom of it. There's something much bigger, and that is the deinstitutionalization. The deinstitutionalization of the church. The church is not a respected institution anymore in society. I mean, there's places in the South and in traditional areas where you might find that. But in general, pastors, the clergy, are not respected. And and church isn't respected anymore. There's a lot of people who say they're spiritual. Even Christians now will say that sometimes. I'm very spiritual, but I'm not religious. You know, I don't follow a religion. And I think, you know, a lot of times there's like little clever catchphrases that people will use. It's not a religion, it's a relationship. And I get what people are trying to say. I understand. But I think there's something larger going on that's motivating a lot of this, trying to get away from religion. Like, look at all the churches that are built now. Like the new churches, do they even look like churches? Most of the time they don't. They look like malls. They look like something corporate. And usually the emblems that they have, their slogans and their graphics they use for their emblems, it looks like a new fast food chain. It's corporate. It's not a traditional looking, you know, it's not an institutional church kind of thing. In fact, I remember a few years ago, my wife and I went to this new church, and she knew the pastor, was good friends with him, kind of grew up knowing him. We went in this church, and the name, I'll try to withhold some of the facts just because of connections, family connections potentially. But in the name of the church was the word cross. And I remember being at this church and you know, some fine people there, but there's no cross anywhere. I'm like, this is kind of weird. And then there were like pictures of the local area. I felt like I was in a bank. I was like, I'm walking into a bank, and this was their new building. And I'm like, you know, oh, such a pretty building. And people were like, oh, the building's so great. And I'm like, I mean, it's a nice building. It's just not, it doesn't look like a church. And most churches do not have graveyards anymore. I mean, that used to be you would walk past the graveyard, you'd be reminded of eternal things. You'd be reminded, you know, you're heading somewhere else. And people don't like to be reminded of that anymore. People live in the here and now, and it's like their fitness club, the restaurants they like to go to, their church, just their whole lives are becoming more streamlined. And it's like a drive-through in some ways. I mean, just everything's becoming fast, instantaneous. And what seems to be happening is the church is trying, I think what's happening is, and this has been going on for decades, neo-evangelicals especially are doing this, but it's not just neo-evangelicals. Other denominations are starting to do this. They are trying to survive. They're trying they want their churches and their ministries to survive, and the way they think that they can do it is by being something other than what they are, by being something more corporate, by being something that's purpose is more related to helping the community and less related to helping individual souls on their path to eternity. And so it's very focused on the community, the programs that they have, all these kinds of just gimmicky things to get people to come and participate. And I'm not saying all that's wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong to have all these community things. I'm saying there's an emphasis shift. That's what the point I'm trying to make. And the emphasis shift is that it's more focused on this world than the next. The only reason the church as an institution was significant in society was because it represented the world to come. And that's why often the church, even in the South, in New England it was definitely this way, but even in the South, the church had a central location in the town. Often in Southern places it was like you had like a town, I don't know, they call them town halls now, I guess, but like their government building or whatever. But the church was right there. And generally, the steeple, you know, was the highest thing in there's some towns that have an ordinance where you can't build anything higher than the tallest steeple. And there's a reason for that. It's pointing up. It is important. It is the place you go to answer those eternal questions for marriage and the institution of marriage, for baby dedications or baptisms, for funerals. I mean, it is the church that plays that significant role for the beginning of life, for the end of life, for the significant eternal things that God has implemented within life. And that's where you go to have your questions about those things answered. And it's a very identifiable building. And now Christians want to figure it out on their own. They want to go to Google. They want to go to search engines, I guess, and figure it out. People who profess to be Christians, who are really more they profess to be spiritual now, they're doing their cafeteria-style Christianity. And they don't need the institution. They don't need people that have dedicated themselves to studying the Word to explain to them what it means, to help them understand it. They don't need the community of believers or the spiritual gifts that accompany that in their minds. All they need is themselves. It's very inward focused, inward directed, right? It is not focused on eternity and eternal things. And I think that's what Ren Collective is tapping into. I think that they see a market base for this, and they think it's a good thing. The people who are Christians who don't go to church are going to listen to their music, and this is such a good thing. And what they don't realize is they're sawing off the very limb they're sitting on. Because if there is no institution of the church, if it's not important, if you know, people can just figure out all this stuff, they have all their needs being met within themselves personally, then there's no reason for a body of Christ. There's no reason for elders or clergy or any of that stuff. And those answers, that the gnawing answers that we all have about why is there evil, about the nature of reality itself, the purpose of life, all these things, there's going to be a void created. It already is. And there's going to be other things that will end up filling that void. Because I don't care, no matter how much you want to be distracted by your cell phone or entertainment, eventually there's going to be a moment where you're sitting there, maybe at night, laying in bed or something, and those gnawing questions come to you. And rather than kick the can down the road, you're going to want them answered. And the logical place to go is church. It used to be it wasn't a mystery where to go to try to find answers for that. Now people are very confused. They're very displaced. And I see the Christian evangelical industrial complex falling into the same trap of disparaging the institution of the church, making the church something that it's not, downplaying its significance, making it about the here and now. And once you do that, you lose all the significance. There's no reason for a church if it's just about helping the community, if that's the main focus. Well, we help the community. And so you'll listen to us more because that's something that you value. Yeah, you may value it, but there's other places that can help the community. You don't need a church for that. So anyway, that's a long kind of rant, I guess, but that's what I attribute. That's what Red Collective posted is a symptom of a much greater disease. And because it doesn't make any sense, because it's an oxymoron to talk about Christians who just don't go to church and that somehow that being a good thing, you know, that it's like they have everything they need for spirituality in themselves. It just means there's long-term going to be less sales for Ren Collective. No one's going to want Christian music if you really don't think there's any significance to the church, but you will be left with those eternal questions. And somewhere along the way, they're going to need to be answered. And where is it going to be if it's not the church, if it's not that institution? And the church also, I should say this, I mean, they also filled a role in society and for years with establishing hospitals and things that are genuinely beneficial for society. Again, that's not the main purpose of the church. That's a side benefit. Just like education is about learning, not socialization. But today, so many people make out like education is about socialization. It's about this experience of college, of going to school and being around others and stuff. Like, that could be a side benefit. That could be good. That's not the purpose of education. Just like the purpose of the church is not to build hospitals and to feed the hungry and all those. That's not the purpose of the church as a whole. That's related to, I mean, I guess I could see, because feeding the poor and doing good works and these kinds of things, those are things that Christians are commanded to do. But they're not the thing that sets the church apart from other organizations in society that can also just as easily feed the poor. The church does it for a different motivation, and the church does it for eternal reasons. And the church represents the eternal realm. And you take that away, you downplay that, and there's just no reason for the church anymore. But once you get rid of the church as an institution, all those side benefits also go with it, and something has to fill the gap. And it's going to be the government, I think. The government's already, this is already happening. The government's going to take over those things. Either corporate interest or the government will take over those things. And people there'll be less of a personal relationship and less, you'll be treated more like a number. There'll be more of a distance between the board controlling who gives out medical supplies, medical benefits, charitable donations, all these kinds of things. There'll be a board, an impersonal board of some kind that controls that, not loving pastors and a church where you can be part of it. And it's just, it's a different world we're heading into. And the Red Collective tweet just made me think of it. And it's kind of dumb, in my opinion. But all right, so there you go. There's a rant for you. maybe it'll make you think about some of the ways that your church might be doing what I mentioned, acting more like a corporation that benefits the society rather than its primary purpose being an institution that helps people navigate life so that they can be prepared for the next life. Maybe you'll start thinking about some of the things that I'm mentioning and you'll start seeing them. And I hope that's beneficial to you. That's why I make these videos, is for you and for your benefit. So God bless. I hope you're having a good time out there wherever you are, enjoying the last days of summer. And there'll be more videos coming soon. Bye now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.